Welcome to TTC On The Go.
Hi, welcome to TTC for Success On The Go. This is Arish. Today I want to talk about the topic of trust. And this is not just a topic, it's really a concept that everyone at some point in their life has to entertain. Trust is something that is a very simple part of how we develop as people. In your first interactions as an infant, you learn trust. You also can learn distrust. Going all the way back to infancy, it's possible that a person can be already jaded. So how does this happen? How does trust grow within our character? Well, first mention, infancy, that is the first part of attachment for a human being. The trust is in the caregiving, the consistency of that caregiving, the affection, the nutrition, and understanding what to request. Because you see, for a child, requesting is nonverbal for the most part. They might cry, they might act out, but their rhythms in terms of how they behave, we have to understand it from a different perspective, right? They haven't learned language, they haven't learned their emotions, and they can't really articulate exactly what is required for their growth and for their well-being. Now, take that and wrap it up in a little ball for a second, put it to the side. What about adults? Trust is something that drives us as well. It is part of our sustenance because our relationships are often dependent on trust. And like children, we aren't always able to articulate what our needs are within those relationships and within communication itself. So depending on what type of adult you are, you may or may not be able to communicate when trust is not being experienced. You might be experiencing something that is healthy and trustful, or trustworthy, but then you have to go back to that little ball that we just crumpled up, which is the seed of how you formed your initial attachments in this world. If you had a rocky childhood and the trust factors were inconsistent, well, naturally, as an adult, you're going to pick up that little crumbled ball that we just said put to the side, and you're going to hold on to it, and it's going to stay in your pocket. And anytime anybody does anything that confuses you, concerns you, or leads you to be suspicious, your trust alarm is going to go off. Why would we even need to entertain this? Well, Arish is going to answer this one again. I kind of laugh at myself because many times people that I work with and friends that I know will say, Arish, why are you even thinking about this? I'm thinking about this because if you're parenting and you have trust issues, if you're parenting and your child has trust issues, you're going to be up the creek without a paddle, so to speak. It doesn't mean that it's a life sentence. It doesn't mean that you're going to fail, but you're certainly going to be working upstream and it's going to be harder. Now, your child may have trust issues and it may not have anything to do with you. If your child has been adopted, if your child has been mistreated by other people, you can't necessarily control what happened, but you can be prepared for the fact that it could have some impact on their attachment with you and the relationship and just how they function. If the child doesn't have any trust issues, but you have trust issues, guess what? That might spill over a little bit, you know, kind of like perfume the air, because an untrustworthy parent is going to take that suspicion and just kind of keep layering it on to each situation, which causes then a defensive game, right? The defensive game. So when a child is constantly being looked at sideways and accused of things, or, you know, not validated for being honest or what they actually have in terms of their intentions, what happens is that child becomes extremely shut down and distrustful of themselves, and they are looking for the battle. They're looking for somebody to be undermining them or chastising them. So they become extremely defensive of feedback in general. And that's a nasty cycle, because that perpetuates into your adulthood. Not very constructive. So there is a balance there between the trust that we experience as a little seed in our beginnings as an infant, and then all the way up and through our adulthood, how it might even affect how we parent. If your child has done things that have defied your trust, it's very important that you start to figure out a way to explain to them how you trust. Because it's easy to say, hey, I don't trust you anymore. But it's a lot harder to say, this is how I trust people. This is what trust means to me. And outline it for the child so it's very clear where those boundaries are. And you may have to, you know, water it down depending on their age. Children lie because they can't think around the problem. It's just really, when you think about it, it's a factor of their brain development. It's not always intentional. Sometimes it can be. But they're still growing. And remember, they don't have that frontal lobe going on for a while. So all that reasoning and logic, you can't really apply that to a child's brain. My gosh, you can't even apply it to a young adult's brain until that frontal lobe is really set in, and you hope that no other damage, you know, came along with the ride. Some adults you can't even apply it to. So when you're looking at your kid and you're really frustrated because you don't feel like you can trust them, well, some of it you're going to have to weather through because they're developing. Teach them to be trustworthy. Now, that's a hard one, because there are some children who have patterns of behavior that are impulsive, and that makes it very difficult for them to slow down and make the proper choices, to be honest. But if you do some type of a reinforcement system where if somebody comes correct and tells you, hey, I know this wasn't right and I did it, and I'm just going to tell you that I did it, that right there can go a long way. Because it helps break down that defensive barrier. If a kid knows that they're going to get in trouble because they lied or they did something wrong, that right there is going to cause them to become stealth, right? They're going to just keep looking for ways to be evasive and cover their tracks. And then as they get older, they start to become masterful at not taking accountability. You should want to take accountability, right? It's a good feeling in your heart and your character when you can say, you know what, my bad. I shouldn't have done that. I'm learning from it right now. I have a different perspective, and I'm not going to do that again, or I'm sorry I did that. Even if the child has to say, like, I might do it again, you know, but in this particular situation, I realize I deceived you, you know, I broke your trust. Super important. Even if it's just scripted, it goes a long way to the other person hearing it. So sincerity or not, learning to take those words and put them out of your mouth in an apologetic gesture is key for general relationship success. All right, so now I've bantered. I'm going to go backwards to the general point. Trust. What does trust mean in your life? Where did it start, and where is it going to end? Best believe it's a never-ending cycle. Maybe you didn't start out feeling like you could trust others. Maybe along the way someone hurt you and it caused you to be suspicious. That's okay. This never-ending circle means that you have the opportunity to heal and to figure out ways to find that element of peace in your life, especially because we know the truth is not everybody is trustworthy. That's just life. But maybe if we can focus on being satisfied within ourselves, in other words, trust really is something about your own security and feeling secure. So it starts within your own heart. If we're resourceful enough, we can come up with a construct of sorts, you know, something that we can apply and we can share with everyone who we interact with. And it helps to explain what trust really means to you and how you would like to see that trust develop and what format is tolerable for you. Because there are some, you know, gray areas there in terms of what is honest, what is not honest, and what is offensive and what is. It varies from person to person, culture to culture. And when it comes to the application of teaching trust or explaining to others how we trust or what we consider trust, we have to start within our own home, our own head, our own heart, and be clear with what it means. All right, folks, take time and marinate on that a little further. And the next time you're with someone that you care about, bring it up. Talk it out. Trust yourself and be well. Because you deserve happiness and you deserve the chance to make it right for yourself. Be well.